Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a joy to be here tonight. How many of you are glad to be in the house of God? Amen. This is the best place in New York City. I can tell you this. And I want to acknowledge someone very important to me that is present in here. And that is the Lord Jesus. Father God, I acknowledge you here tonight, and I thank you, God, that you are here. I thank you, God, that we feel your presence. I thank you, God, that you have a word to speak to the hearts of everyone in here, Lord Jesus. I ask you that you will prepare the hearts, that you will open their ears, that there will be nothing that will stop them from receiving, because tonight you have a message for them, God. Tonight you're going to do great things, God. Tonight is going to be history, God, in their lives as they invite you to come into their hearts, Lord Jesus. I ask you that you will put your words in my mouth. I present myself, Lord Jesus, and I ask you that you will touch me, God, that you will use the foolish to confound the wise, and that the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified and magnified tonight in this place. I bound any spirit of contradiction. I bound any lie of the Satan in the name of Jesus. And I declare that there is victory and deliverance tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you to get the best book, the Bible, and that you will open it in the book of Mark chapter 2. The book of Mark chapter 2. And the title of my message is, Be Encouraged, My Son and My Daughter. Be encouraged, my son and my daughter. The Word of God reads in the book of Mark chapter 2, verse 1 ahead. And the title says in here, Jesus forgives and heals a paralytic. And again, he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Tonight, he's in the house. I just have to let you know again. Hallelujah. And immediately, many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near to the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was laying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, your sins are forgiven you. And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But immediately, Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves and said to them, why do you reason about these things in your heart? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or to say, arise, take up your bed, and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. Immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. Hallelujah. This portion of the scripture is so amazing because it's not only shared in the Gospel of Mark, but also we found it in the book of Luke and in the book of Matthew. And they're talking about the same story, and they are in other details that I will share with you tonight. And Jesus was in Capernaum, a town in the area of Galilee. And all of a sudden, people heard that he was in the house. You see, there was the fame going around that wherever Jesus had been, people had been transformed. Wherever Jesus was walking, people that were sick were getting healed. People that were bound were getting delivered. So when you have a need and you know where the answer is, you run to it. So people were not looking. They didn't care how small the place could be. They were running after Jesus because they had a need. Tonight, whether you realize it or not, if you have a need, you can come to Jesus. And I can assure you that Jesus will set you free because he's powerful enough. The Bible said that in the crowd that came, some people came because they were curious. Other people came because they needed healing. Other people came because they wanted to reason and check Jesus and say, who is this man? Among them, a bunch of religious guys came with their nice robes and with their titles. I come from this village. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, if I'm not mistaken, that people came from different villages of the area. And they said that they were sitting in there. And those times, if you got a seat, that meant that you were somebody, you know, with a title. And that's what they were doing. They wanted to examine Jesus. And there was my beautiful Jesus speaking the word, sharing the word of God. If you were to ask me, talk about yourself, I can tell you a lot about myself. I know me. Can you imagine Jesus speaking about himself? When the words were coming out of his mouth, people were being transformed and touched. Something was happening to them because nobody spoke the word like that before, because Jesus spoke with authority. And the Bible says that in the same place, all of a sudden, there were four men who came and brought a paralytic. Other scripture says this man had a sickness called palsy. And I started investigating and reading just to have an understanding. I found in the dictionary that palsy, it is a condition characterized by extreme loss of power of motion. And also, this condition caused the person to have involuntary tremors of movement. And then it brought back to my memory one of my dear brothers. He was a brother from my father's side who at the age of 25, while he was swimming, he had an accident and he became paraplegic. And it was very painful to see his condition because from being a young man so active, so full of life, he could no longer move. He was now in a bed. There was a movement of his arm, but he couldn't control. No longer he could walk and move around. And when you are in a situation like that, you no longer can do things by yourself. You need help. Somebody needs to feed you. Somebody needs to change you. Somebody needs to give you a shower. You cannot go wherever you go. You want to go. You have to depend on people. And the Bible said that this man was in a bed and he was carried by four friends that he had. I really thank God for those friends. Sometimes friends encourage us. And I know maybe you came here because perhaps a friend brought you here. And I thank God for those friends, for those people that see the need of others and invite you and reach out. But the Bible also talks about sin. And usually it refers to or compares it to a sickness or a disease or a condition. The Bible says the sin, it is things that you have done that are against God. Sometimes people don't understand, but you know, I don't do nothing wrong. But absolutely every action, if you ever lie, if you ever rob somebody, if you ever did something wrong, that is sin. If you ever slept with somebody that is not your husband or wife, that is also sin. That is against the will of God, and that breaks the heart of God. The Bible says that God created man and woman perfect in the Garden of Eden. When God made you, he made wonderful things for men and women to enjoy. But what happened? That Satan came and deceived them. And the Bible says that man disobeyed God. And because of that disobedience, sin entered into the world. Now many people question today and they say, how come there's injustice? Well, there's injustice because there's sin. How come children get abused, rape, thrown in the streets? That is because of sin. And that is the very thing that breaks the heart of God. You have to understand, when God sees people suffering, he suffers because he never intended that condition for that person. But man, you and me, we have our own wills and we can do whatever we feel like it. And men disobey. From the moment the men disobey, there was no more communication between God and men. There was a breakthrough, a separation. And God could see us from far. And he saw us that we were destroying ourselves, dying, destroying ourselves in our condition. But the Bible says that when God saw that, he said that he loved the world so much that he came and he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever will believe in him will not die but have everlasting life. The Bible says that God demonstrated his love towards you and me, that while we were doing the wrong things, Jesus Christ died for you and me. He saw that there was no way for you and me to make it to his presence. And he availed himself by giving his son. The Bible says that Jesus came, became a man just like you and me. He was acquainted with our sufferings. He was able to relate to you. He never did anything wrong. Yet they beat him. They put nails in his hands. They crucify him and they put it on a piece of wood. And he suffered for you and me. And he did it because he loved you. He did it because he thought you were worth dying for. And even if you were the only person in this auditorium that will need Jesus, guess what? He will come and suffer the same, because that's the God that I serve. A God that loves you. A God that cares for you. A God that will do absolutely anything in his power. And he did it for you and for me. Jesus died on the cross so we could be able and we could be able to have access to him in his presence. This paralytic man could not do anything. He had to be carried by his friends. And the Bible says that they brought this man to this house. But the house was packed with people. And when I imagine the crowd in the house, I always think of the trains in New York City, especially at the rush hour when you have to go to work. You try to get in there and they don't let you in. And then you try to be polite and say, excuse me, can you let me in? And they don't look at you. And then the door closes. The train goes. And you're waiting and you're running late to go to work. The Bible says that the place was so packed that there was no room, not even near to the door. And it breaks my heart, because there was somebody with a need that was very obvious. And these men are carrying this body in this bed. And they're saying, excuse me, can you please let us in? We just want to see if we can go to Jesus. But they had deaf ears. They're like, no, they're not even answering. They were so occupied. They wanted to know what was going on. But I like these four men, that even though they had obstacles, they didn't give up. They say, yes, we know that the man that is inside has the answer. And I'll tell you tonight, the man Jesus Christ, God, full 100% God and 100% man, is here. And he is here and he's ready to do a change. He's ready to transform you. You don't want to miss out. You don't want to miss out what God has for you specifically tonight. This man said, even though these people are stopping us, maybe people say, go away. He's not going to do nothing for you. How many words of discouragement you got before you arrive here? What are you going to do there? Come on, go and watch a movie. Go and rest yourself. The enemy always tries to come and oppose when something special is going to happen. The Bible says that as these people were trying to get, they could not. But then they said, you know what? They're not letting us through the door. We're going to go through the ceiling. Can you imagine those guys going through the ceiling? Imagine you're sitting here, all of a sudden things start falling off and you're like, what is going on? Well, that's what happened in that story. They came to the top and they started breaking the roof and things started falling off. I think they were made out of clay and they made a hole and all of a sudden a bed was descending. I can see those guys sitting in there like, what is going on? But you know, all this time, I know Jesus knew what was going on. He knows everything. And I always believe that whenever somebody is looking for Jesus, the heart of Jesus beats after them, because my Jesus is a God that loves, cares, wants to restore, heal, and transform people. The Bible says that these men came, they brought it in the bed, they put it down. And the Bible says that Jesus saw the faith that these friends had. And I don't know about you, but I imagine myself being in that bed and being brought up from the roof. It must have been such a scary experience for these men. He must have been scared, afraid, confused. But there he was being brought up. And the first words that Jesus said to him was, son, be encouraged. And I tell you tonight, I don't know what you have gone through. I don't know what situation you have been facing in life. Perhaps it could be an addiction that you've been trying to break through and you cannot do nothing. Just like this sickness of this man, involuntary movements he couldn't control. Perhaps it's a relationship that you're trying to break through. Perhaps it's a sickness in your body that you're struggling. Perhaps it's a resentment of some situation that happened to you. Lack of unforgiveness. Perhaps it's the pain of betrayal. You've been betrayed by those who you love. Perhaps you have broken dreams and you're lost. You don't know what to do. You feel hopeless. You feel like this man. But Jesus comes and says, son, daughter, be encouraged. And I tell you, when Jesus says be encouraged, he knows what he's talking about. He already paid the price. He already had done everything that he could have done. If you go to a hotel and you meet the owner of the hotel, of a very expensive hotel, and they said, you know what? Don't worry, everything is covered. You know that they're talking truth because they are the owner. The owner of the earth and the sky is here right now. And he's saying to you, be encouraged, my son and my daughter. Immediately, as Jesus said that, there were other words that Jesus said. And those words said, your sins are forgiven. And this is something very important, because sometimes we only get caught up in a physical sickness. Oh, it was very obvious that he was sick. All the people were walking. But you know what? Jesus is the best doctor, that whenever you come to him, he immediately comes to the issue. If you go to the hospital right now and you just have a cut in your finger and somebody's having a heart attack, they're going to go and take care of the person with the heart attack. But Jesus immediately did the same. He went to the very issue, which is your heart. Because you see, even though he looked like he had a sickness, there was another symptom that was very important. And that was that Jesus wanted to forgive this man. And tonight, Jesus wants to forgive you. You have done a lot of things that are not good. You have faltered against God. But Jesus comes in here and tells you, you know what? If you repent, if you recognize that I am the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father except through me, and if you repent, and if you obey my voice, I will come to you, and I will change you, and I will make you a new person. And I'm going to ask the musicians to come in. And the Bible also says that as soon as he said, your sins are forgiven, people start questioning the religious people. You know those religious people that are always trying to ruin everything? Well, they were there present, definitely. And they're trying to come and contradict. Every time God is about to do something, there's always the enemy rising up, coming against it. So right now, I'm telling you that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And maybe a thought comes and says, she's lying. That cannot be possible. But I come in the name of Jesus. I expose the lie. And I tell you, yes, Jesus is able to deliver you. Yes, Jesus is able to heal you. Yes, he is able to transform you and make you new. That's what the word of God says. The Bible says that when these guys came talking about that, I mean, they weren't talking. They were thinking in their heart. Immediately, Jesus said, hey, what is easier for you to say? To tell this man your sins are forgiven, or to tell him, rise up, take your bed and walk? And they were questioning. But they didn't realize that the one that was standing in here was the very God in front of them. And Jesus told the man, rise up, take your bed and walk. And this man started walking right there. I believe that when Jesus spoke these words, something came upon this man. There was a change in his body. And what I like about this man, that when he heard the word of Jesus, when he heard the command, he obeyed him. Tonight, Jesus is saying to you, if you will obey me, you will eat the good of the land. Jesus said that he is the author of salvation to those, into everyone who obey him. He wants to be the author of salvation to you right now. He is inviting you tonight. God is ready to do something amazing in your life if you let him. Do not be like those religious people questioning Jesus. Go and be like this man, ready to receive. Because let's face it and let's be real. You know you need Jesus. You've been trying to do it like our friend said over there, Oliver. He was saying he had everything, but he was empty. He was depressed. How many times you go to bed, you're crying, you're struggling, you feel empty? That is because you don't have Jesus. But if you have Jesus, you have hope. You know that Jesus said that I have plans for you, to give you a hope and an expected end if you come to me. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to invite this area on the front, and I'm going to invite you to come like this man did. He couldn't move. So his friends brought him. So if you brought somebody, bring your friends if they cannot move. Let them come to Jesus, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father. And I believe tonight, there's another scripture that I found of the same instance. And this scripture said that the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And I believe that the power of God is here present tonight to heal you if you have a sickness, if you have a condition. He is ready. In this story, there was only one man who got healed. Why? Because he was the only one who came to Jesus. There was a bunch of sick people in there. They didn't get healed because they didn't take advantage. Jesus spread the table to you. If you don't eat, that's your problem. But I tell you, when Jesus put the table, I want to eat everything that he has for me. Because I know that everything that God gives me is always good and beneficial. So I say to you, do not stay sitting down in there. Stand up, run, reach for what God has for you tonight. And as the musicians sing, I'm going to invite you, come right now to the front. Come receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Come, run to him. Tomorrow could be too late. You might think, well, am I going to think about tomorrow? But tomorrow you might die, and it's going to be too late. Let me tell you, those guys that were criticizing Jesus, they didn't make it to heaven. And right now, I know that they're lamenting their state. But it's too late for them. But it's not too late for you. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're coming here for the first time to receive Jesus as your Lord, I'm going to invite you to raise one of your hands if you're able to do that. If you're going to open your heart and say, Jesus, for the first time, lift up your hand and repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I come before you and I ask you that you will forgive me of all the bad things that I have done. Tonight, I recognize that I am a sinner, and I recognize that you die for my life. I invite you to come into my heart, to live in my life. I ask you that you will cleanse me, that you will purify me, and that you will fill me with your Holy Spirit. Restore me, change me, and transform me, Jesus. Write my name in the book of life and help me from this moment to walk with you for the rest of my life. Thank you for loving me, Jesus. Amen. And if you have a sickness right now, there's power tonight for healing if you will believe. The Bible says that these men have faith. And I tell you, faith moves mountains. When you have faith, Jesus can heal you right at the spot, because there's nothing impossible for him. So as I pray for you, I'm going to ask you to put your faith in the Lord. He is able. He is able. He's here right now. Father God, and I'm going to ask you to put a hand in this area wherever your sickness is. Hallelujah. Father God, your power for healing is present in here, God. I ask you right now, God, that you will touch any sickness in the bodies of these people over here, Father God. Father, you are able, God. There's nothing impossible for you. So I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, God, that you will break any sickness, God, any cell that is sick in this body, any problems, Father God, with their lungs, any problems with cancer, any sickness in their stomach, in any part of their body, Lord Jesus. I ask you, God, that you will change them, Father. I ask you, God, that you will cleanse them, Father God. I ask you, God, that you will heal them, Father. Open ears, God. Open mouths, Father God. Touch the people that cannot walk. Make them walk, Lord Jesus. Touch the people that cannot see. Open their eyes, God. Right now, we access, and I'm going to ask you to start praying with me. Come on. Pray to the Lord and ask him, because he's here. He can listen unto you. He knows your need. You may not know how to pray. It is okay. Just speak to him just as you speak to me. Father God, and I'm going to ask the church, come on, let's intercede. Father God, there's power in your name, God. Right now, move, God. Touch in the name of Jesus. Touch in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, touch right now, God. Set people free. Set people free right now from any sickness, any problems, God, any impediments in their body, God, any other kind of sicknesses, whatever may be affecting right now their body, Lord Jesus. Father, we believe you, God. We believe that you're listening to the prayers, and we believe that you can do it, and that you are doing a work right now, God. Father, I receive it. Come on and start giving thanks to the Lord. Father, I thank you, God. I thank you that you're able. I thank you that you touch us, God. I thank you that you restore us, God. I thank you that you have come to heal the brokenhearted, God. And I give you the glory, Lord Jesus. And I give you all the honor in the name of Jesus. And everybody say amen with me. Amen. Hallelujah.